Well, hello there, listeners, our streaming listeners out there. Welcome to another interesting podcast today. Now, don't ask us what chapter or what podcast you're up to. We don't know. But we're back here in our VIP lounge here at the Harvest Brady's Railway Hotel. Alongside with me is Mick Rains. G'day, Mick.
G'day, House. Now, just before you introduce your guest, I just want to ask you, so we do these podcasts on a Wednesday night, and we're here Wednesday nights largely because, why are we here Wednesday nights?
Because we're trying to win the members draw.
And the members draw, what's the members draw worth now, today?
Well, what would it have been last week if it didn't go off?
Well, what did it go off as last week?
2,600.
Who did it go off to?
To a local guy that drinks here.
A local
here
legend. Anyway.
Some great big fat Mary.
Well done, Housey. So the message to all of your listeners out there is come down on the Wednesday nights.
If you're a member,
with your Harvest card or your new Steamers social membership card, and you'll be in the running to clean up, and as House did last week. He's been very popular.
I don't know why he didn't bloody spread any of it around.
No, I'm with House. Keep a tight grip on it.
So people, if you can guess, our guest today is Mick McGrone, the legendary man of the club. We're going to go through the 90s.
The 90s, yep.
With him. We've been through the 80s with him. Been through the 70s.
No, we didn't get to go for the 70s, but leave that alone.
All right.
The 70s will look after itself. Now, Mick, before we start, just on a personal note, you're a bit shaky today.
I had a bit of fall before I come down here. It's just one of those things where you're getting old, and as a few people might know that, I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and I just started tumbling back today and just kept going and going and going.
Get going and going, because Kat walked in and said you insisted on coming down to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like, and it's sort of... It's testament to the colour of your blood. It's definitely blue and gold. So.
Well, I didn't want anybody like barrel jumping in getting more of the...
Oh no! Don't worry. Everyone's going to get more than one bite of the cherry, but I think we've got about 20 more people lined up.
Excellent.
So we've just had a little technical glitch, and we've just been talking for 5 minutes and not recording. Entirely on me. Here we are back again.
Yeah.
So Mick, just we just want to chat about your playing in the 90s. So you've already mentioned that you weren't playing a great deal through the 80s. You played a few years here and there, and then you had found a special role as a publicity officer.
Yeah.
What playing were you doing through the 90s? And you were 35, say, at this time.
Yeah. So, well, the only playing we'd done at that stage was through...
Third grade,
through
Gold
Mollies. Gold Mollies, stuff like that. Well, I went on a Gold Mollies tour of New Zealand, which was a lot of fun.
Was that a Steamers tour?
Yep, that was the Steamers Gold Mollies tour.
What year was that? Do you remember?
I think it was 87.
So it was a bit earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it was 87 that the year was. But we just sort of bit all over the place as far as... you know, playing football, I think I got in not many games at all. But my one love for the club, I think most people from outside will say that, was the job I did as publicity officer and secretary. I think one year I was publicity officer and secretary for the Steamers. Then I was publicity officer and secretary for Riverina Rugby Union.
So you were working with, who was it, Mick McTaggart up there then? In the 90s?
Yeah, McTaggart was up there. He was sort of I don't know that he was doing too much in those days.
Because he'd been probably a bit earlier, still playing.
Well, all I know is that in 1988, he was his captain coach at Tumut, and I hate being malicious, but I can't help myself. They beat Waratahs 12-0. So that was
that was enjoyable. The Tumut beat Waratahs.
Well, we beat them the year before. And then the year before that, at College One, and then.
So with the your roles during the 90s, so you weren't playing as much, and it was the media stuff. What was the mood or the status of the club through the 90s? Were we winning much as a club, or were we?
It'd go up and down a bit, but yeah, we were winning plenty of games during the 90s. I think in the early 90s, it's not so much. And then we came into the middle 90s, and we started to really pull our finger out.
We ended up with a couple of premierships towards the end of that, didn't we?
Well, in 99 and 2000. Two premierships from one.
Do you know who were the main players then?
Well, the main players were, without a doubt, Justin Wheatley and Belly.
Andrew Bell.
Yep. They were a step above anybody else that was in the club as far as backs go. But as far as the rest of the backs went, you also had Paul McFadgen, who was a very good footballer, as well, played at 5'8".
We'll come back to your best players for the 90s. We've got we normally try and round out with that. What about the management of the club? Were we seeing, was it just one grade, two grades, three grades? Was there juniors? We
had first and second grade. Really, we didn't have third grade too often.
Some big bus trips. Big bus trips are hard to remember the next day, never mind 30 years later.
Yeah, and 30 years later, very hard to remember. A lot of the folks in this will sound like I'm blowing my own trumpet.
Someone's got to blow up, Mick. Might as well be you.
In 86... we weren't doing very well at all, and they'd splintered at the top of the management, and I wasn't really impressed, so I took over from Michael Taylor the following year as president of the club.
Is this 96 or
96?
96, yep.
And 97 I was the president, and then 98 I was the president, then Scotty Fraser came in and did 99, 2000. So, as far as I'm concerned, that made him the most successful president of all time. Although I know that Clancy did that too. But with Scott, it was the last premiership of 89.
Yeah.
And
but your time as president, you still you don't necessarily mark your success as a president by first grade premierships. You've managed to keep the club on an even keel.
Yeah, well, I was pretty proud of the way we did keep the club on an even keel. And we were able to get the players back playing in those late 90s, which was pretty strong.
So the early 90s was a bit light on, and then
the early 90s was a bit light on.
Do you remember, sorry, just digressing, so I know in the 80s we were at the old tip, so up until 87. Do you remember when we moved to Murrayfield?
Yep, I can tell you that.
Not the exact year, but...
I remember reading something in the minutes,
yeah,
about John Sykes. and they were saying about they were moving from Greenfield Park to Key Street.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably about 19...
When did they
1979
move...
1979 to 1980.
No, that's all right. But when did they move from Keen Street to Murrayfield?
Mm.
So when did they move across the road? Was it... So remember the 1999-2000 grand finals?
Yeah.
Were we training at Murrayfield by then?
Yeah. Yes, we were. 1999-2000.
So it might have been through the 90s that we moved to Murrayfield.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all right. We'll find that. We'll dig that one out. Mm. Did Murrayfield... was it named after the Scottish ground?
Well, there is a funny story to that, and a bloke could get a smack in the teeth very quickly.
What's that?
Well, the bloke who claimed that he named it Murrayfield... was one Brian Adamson.
Barrel.
Mm.
Yep.
And he said he gave the name, the reason he gave it his name was because it was the way to do it, because it was the ground on the Murray. So he thought
on the Murray River.
Yeah.
So not Murrayfield named after the Scottish home ground.
Yeah, well, It was a nice play on words, wasn't it?
It was perfect. Like, I've always thought it was Murrayfield after Scotland. For some reason, I thought it was a bit random. I've never put two and two together.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
So it was named after the Murray River.
Murray, yeah, well, Murray Fields.
Yeah, yeah.
So the field on the Murray.
Yeah, what a great call.
Yeah, well, it was a good one for Barrell.
Was it named like... Because it's named Alexandra Park as well, isn't it?
Well, Alexandra Park's what the council calls it, but we don't care what the council calls it.
Yeah.
We call it our own name.
It used to be Alexandra Park number one, number two, number four.
Yeah.
That's what the cricket club calls it too, isn't it? Alexandra
Park. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Look, so we've worked our way a bit through. Sorry, House has just been away for a second. We were not recording there for 5 minutes earlier on. We were chatting away when we got that phone call. It stopped the recording. So that's something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah.
Now, Mick, you've got a photo here of a women's team. It says women's team 1998.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that? It says here the coach and the president of the time.
The inaugural president.
Was it, so, well, is this the first women's team the Steam has had?
Yeah.
Were they playing 15s rugby?
I
will count them up, it's all right.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Yeah.
I think you can see Therese Burke in there. She was the...
Well, let's give us a look, yeah.
The one that sort of did it, but...
So you've got... probably 15 players in there.
Yeah.
And, front row, Therese Burke, Jennings, Fitzgerald. Oh, you've got six absent as well. So you've got 18, 19 players.
Yeah.
How'd they go?
They went pretty well. Pretty well. I know there's a young girl there. Of course, it'd be a bit embarrassing one day. Hopped on the bus and I just happened to be sitting alongside her, and she said, "You know, Michael, a woman who thinks the weight of a man's stomach is aiming too high."
Oh, Jesus.
I thought, I better go back to my sleep with my wife.
we'll keep that. We'll just let people know that there's warnings on this podcast.
Well, she's not there anymore. So
did they... The women's 98 team, they've played ever since, or they...
They've been back in various parts.
Forms.
Therese Burke and Maria Velua.
Yeah.
Maria had this habit of wearing this big red bra everywhere she went. She was famous for this big red bra, but she's come down once or twice.
The women's team must have gone into recess.
Yeah. They
how many years do you reckon they played from the 98, from the inaugural women's team?
Oh, my daughter with me over there, but I reckon it's about 6 or 7 years, because after Chris Knight, there was what's the little Kiwi halfback? Can't remember his name. Yeah.
Do you think? Do you think we could possibly interview one of the original? Well, reckon we could find.
I think if you look at it, one of the originals. I think he's works here.
Lily
Slattery. Will.
Is Lily in there?
Not here.
Can't
is she
that?
Down the bottom? Her name down the bottom?
No. The absent department.
Absent department. I reckon it'd be great for us to chat to one of the original people from the original women's team.
Yeah, we can get, I'd be suggesting Maria Vallela.
Where do we find her?
She's still in town here?
Yes, I believe so. I did a wedding 2 years ago and she was one of the guests. But we won't have trouble finding anybody there. The big girl, she was a monster.
It's a bit hard to translate the photos to podcasts, to an audio podcast. Yeah.
But there's one girl there, she was a very pretty girl.
Yeah, but how was her rugby?
She was a monster. Pretty good.
Yeah, she was a hard hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, she was.
That's what we want. All right, well, we might put that in our little black book house is see if we can interview someone from the inaugural.
We'll put it along with our coaster department.
Our coaster, the beer coasters. We'll see if we can interview someone from the original women's team from 1998. So Mick, we've worked our way through the 90s. You're the president. We've got the name of Murrayfield come from the river, not the Scottish ground, which is... That's news to me.
We've
got the inaugural women's team.
Barrel claim all the kudos for that.
Yep.
I'm happy to let him.
Do you think it was something else?
No, I'd be quite...
We're happy with that. It sounds plausible to me.
Yeah.
I
think Gordon McBurney likes to stir him up about it every once in a while. So he wasn't, but... I think he was.
How you going, Mick? We're right to keep going for a bit?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. I think we're actually just starting to wind up. Has you got any questions? Anything from the...
I haven't been much...
Look, it's hard to pick out a decade and you're at a...
We're actually going to jump back like three generations.
Three generations, and we're picking and choosing. And
we can't even remember what we did yesterday. We're actually
going
to go back.
So
my daughter tells me.
And you've just had a... you're in a bit of a state, so it's very admirable that you've put up to do it.
I think we should. We all have a duty to do it this sort of thing.
Just the last thing. So we got your 3-2-1s from the 80s.
Yeah.
We're going to get your 3-2-1s from the 90s. Now, the sort of... So we... I'll leave it up to you. Like, we haven't had any rules. I'll just...
All right. Well, for the 90s, it would be Bell, Wheatley, McFadgett.
Bell, Wheatley, McFadgen,
Davis,
Nolan, Alexander would be in there.
Yeah, Alexander.
Nolan, Ben McFadgen. So that's Moose. Is that who you?
Yeah,
Moose.
Yeah, Moose.
Are we going to interview Moose?
Yeah, he's there. I was talking to Moose on Friday.
Yeah. No, it'll be someone else.
Character that one.
He's a character.
Oh yeah.
He was
very, very good for the club. His parents used to come down all the time from can't remember. They came up from West County, and then they were really good boys from
Barclay or something. So give us a 3-2-1. Who's your who gets 1 point? So who's the bottom of your top three?
Mick Alexander,
1 point.
Yep.
2 points?
Mm, Justin Wheatley.
Justin Wheatley. Now, I did feel bad the other week for saying Troy Tatchell had cement hands.
Yeah.
I would say Justin Wheatley has golden gloves. his grip is something else. There's just, something that I've ever seen.
Sorry, Troy.
Sorry, Troy. It was one pass and it was a bullet.
It was a pop. I would like to say it was a pop, Troy.
Yeah.
So, and 3 points?
I said that Billy, didn't I?
Billy,
three.
Righto. So that's Billy. That's your 3-2-1 for the 90s. Is Andrew Bell, Justin Wheatley, Mick Alexander.
Yep.
Well, with honourable mentions to Stu Noel and
Aaron Davis.
Oh, Aaron Davis. We didn't mention Aaron. And McFadgen and Moose. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to cover, Mick, from the 90s? It's been a...
As far as the 90s go, I think the outstanding thing about the 90s was heading into a new decade, and anything could have happened, but we managed to stay our ground and maintain everything we had, and then, of course, finishing up with two premierships at the end was pretty
impressive.
Finished
up with two premierships, so...
At the end was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the club showed just how good it could be with you and House, with your efforts.
What do you remember from the premiership, the 99 one, 2000? Were you a class above everyone else, or did we fight for it, or...?
99... We were a class above. No doubt at all. We were a class above. That's when Ken Phillips was at us. And then Alan Devlin took over the next year. And again, we were just too good for your mob.
2000.
It's Yorkies.
That's heartbreaking.
No, it wasn't.
Heartbreaking for me.
Well... There's a little money in garden out there. You can go have a little crying, but...
Nothing's changed, Mick. You haven't changed at all. You might be a bit wobbly, but you haven't changed. I can tell you. All right, House, what do you want to...
Oh, nothing, but, you know, it's a pretty good thing. You know, we're actually trying to push back all these, you know, archives about the club.
Yeah.
And it's a real interesting way, you know, some of the, you know, like the Murrayfield name and... You know, who's claiming fame to it? You know, it's good, you know. We don't.
What about our sponsors? We've got enough unos out of you.
You know, maybe we just don't have enough history out here about our club, you know, running around in the Riverina or something.
Who was...
I tell you what's going to happen.
Where were we drinking during the 90s?
I will win $200 million. $20 million of that. We'll go to the rugby club. And...
Well, $20 million could go to ARU. You could buy the whole of ARU.
Now, $20 million could go to the rugby club, and I'll have a plan, I'll set out and all the rest.
So, where were we drinking in the 90s?
We were the greatest sluts on earth, actually.
We moved around a bit?
Yeah. I think in the 90s you can take your pick of
Sodens.
Sodens.
They're pointing at it, but doesn't reflect on a podcast, but he's pointing at Sodens.
Star.
And Paddy's,
yep.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna wind it up there, Mick. I think you're starting to run out of steam. But we've got what we needed.
All right.
I just want to finish up. Thank you, Mr. McGlow.
Yeah, thanks, Mick. This was hard for you. So it's good that you've persevered.
Yeah, don't wait on too thick.
Oh no, it's important. Just wait a sec that before you go off anyway.
Yeah.
We'll just like to thank Harvest and Brady's for their sponsor. If you're ever in town, want to buy a bit of taco for lunch, come on down to Brady's Railway Hotel. If you're a supporter or a member of the Steamers, bring your card, show your loyalty card to them, and get a good discount.
Perfect. And remember to like, share, follow, do all that sort of stuff. You can post comments on the Spotify website. I think we've got our first comment. We set up a poll on the Mick and House Wallabies chat. So there's a few different ways you can interact. Feel free to suggest people we might chat to. Anything else, Mick or Kath, who's now here? Kath's shaking her head. You can't see that on a podcast, Kath.
No, we're, all good.
We chatted about how hard it was for Mick to get here today, and he's made the effort. So,
yes.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Anything else for you, Mick?
No, that's enough for me, except to stay. Thank you very much and congratulations. And I'm sorry I didn't really have that much input or information for you.
We've still got a half an hour out of you, Mick, so that's all right. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.